I feel like at some point in my life, I'm just gonna like leave the city life and live in the Canadian wilderness in a geodesic dome.
Hey, we need to talk.
Welcome to the Church Communications Group podcast, where we help church leaders find clarity, confidence, and connection in their communications. I'm Kim, General Manager of the Church Communications Group, joined by my co-host and friend, Zach.
Every Tuesday, we'll bring you fresh insights on what's happening in church communications. We promise to keep it real around here. Expect authentic conversations, practical advice, and definitely a few laughs along the way.
In each episode, we'll also share a valuable resource to help you grow in your church communications, leadership skills, and honestly, just life as well. So whether you're a seasoned communications director or just starting out, there is something here for you.
Now, get ready to learn, grow, and connect as we open up the conversation in today's episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
Hey, church communicator, it's time to talk YouTube. Today, we're going to be leaning into YouTube, some of the best practices, best ways to use YouTube. But before we do that, you guys, Tika, Zach, I'm not like a big YouTube watcher. Like I don't spend a lot of time on YouTube. Steve does. Steve watches disc golf on YouTube all the time. Is there anything like you're binge watching or kind of like, you know, I don't know, spend a lot of time looking at on YouTube?
Well, I have a baby, so we watch a lot of Hey Bear. I don't know if you know what Hey Bear is, but
no.
There are these like dancing fruits that like dance to really fun music.
Oh, yes.
So sometimes you have to turn on some Hey Bear. That's a good one. There's also a guy on YouTube. He like goes to restaurants and like eats the entire menu. And so if you want to know, like, I'm going to go to this restaurant, what should I get? He goes through and literally eats everything and rates it.
That's amazing.
Well, mine's on the other end of the spectrum somewhat. Is I am always binge watching people building houses or like long-term series where they're building homes, but it's primarily like in the Canadian wilderness. Like they're doing like geodesic domes, they're doing off-grid, they're doing container homes. Because I feel like at some point in my life, I'm just gonna like leave the city life and live in the Canadian wilderness in a geodesic dome.
Zach, you know, when we talk with churches, what's kind of that first thing that comes to mind when it comes to YouTube that you want to recommend and really share with them as far as the use of YouTube?
Yeah, so even just the background of YouTube, YouTube is primarily used by men. You mentioned Steve watches YouTube all the time. I'm watching YouTube all the time. I think I watch YouTube more than I do cable or even television. So the idea that this is a platform for us to inspire people and also educate people. Yeah. And where we typically start and really where we start and finish with our YouTube content is Sunday morning sermons, which is a great form of inspiration and education. But there's so much more that we could be doing on YouTube that is going to have a larger impact and a larger reach.
Tika, when it comes to YouTube, like how often do we think that we should be actually like posting and sharing and like putting stuff on YouTube?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many different facets with YouTube, right? Because we have like videos, we have like live streams, and then we have YouTube shorts.
Sure.
So it really is like multifaceted for sure. I mean, a lot of churches are live streaming their services, which is great. I know people really appreciate it, especially if you can't make it to church. To be able to experience the worship and the message. So that's one. And then maybe another one where it's like just the message. So if people just want to get the word, but then we can dig into YouTube shorts where you're maybe posting a few times a week because people might not see every single video, but they're going to capture one. And I'm sure your pastor is preaching fire messages. So we want people to hear it and hear the good news. And so, those are, if you're just talking sermon, like those are great ways to do it. But then you can get in the creative side and there's even more you can do. So YouTube is like wild.
Like, let's talk about that. Like what type of creative, like podcasts?
Yeah, kind of podcast. Maybe like this. You might even be watching it on YouTube. Maybe you're watching this probably, on YouTube.
If you are visibly seeing us, it's on YouTube. If you're exactly. listening to us, we are also on YouTube. Yes. Can you bring up that a good point of like being creative on YouTube because and those podcast style ones? Because if we even think of the different ways we receive information, preaching has one style of communication. It's me talking at you. It's something that we've all grown up with in school and in church. But we have a generation and even different learning styles that we value conversation and conversation around topics. So podcast style is a great long form piece of content that you can supply and put out there. You get people of diversity and of varying life stages and even lived experience together and talk about a singular topic, that is more welcoming to a lot of the generation that they can have that conversation rather than just preached at.
You know, when I think about YouTube and the live stream, sometimes there's this idea of like, well, people need to experience the whole service. People need to experience the worship and the message and the announcements and all the pieces. But we highly recommend like, don't post that stuff, right? Like, let's get right to the meat of it. Let's clean out the fat and like start with the message.
I think people's attention spans are really short.
Yes.
But also like, I think streaming on a Sunday morning, great. That's people are going there for that reason, but YouTube's a search engine. So people are searching things. Mm-hmm. So they want to get right to the point. You could post your worship separately as a separate video if that's like really important to you, because then people might be searching for worship specifically, but give people like, so they don't have to like scroll through or feel like they're watching. Like when people see that something's over an hour, they're not gonna watch it. Why do you think we keep our podcast short? Because we want to get straight to the point. And people don't have a lot of time. So I think keeping it to the point is super important. Get right into it. And if you want to provide that extra stuff, do those as separate videos.
We got to think about like the platform. We go there for long form content, but like the time frame of us having a YouTube video should really be about like 10 minutes to 29 minutes because that's what we're using that platform for. We're using YouTube videos to be entertainment as we're getting ready in the morning, as we are folding our laundry, doing dishes. And when you go over that 29 minutes, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn on Netflix and put on Friends. Right. If I get over that hour span, I'm putting on a movie. Yeah. So a lot of the times our sermons are 45 minutes and our services are longer than a movie, right. A lot of times. So cutting it down into relevant pieces that are concise and right to the point fits the platform. Therefore, it's going to be better performing.
I love that. Yeah, there's this idea that like, well, people are going to be worshiping along with us. But the truth of the matter is like, I watch services online at home and I'm never sitting there like, oh, Jesus. I might like hum along or sing along, but I'm not like in my living room like, Jesus.
YouTube is a long-term game for our videos. You see the major thrust in traffic a year, 2, 3, 5 years later, where Facebook, Instagram is a great place for us to be engaging in real time with our live streams. Okay. So just recognizing that it's very rare for people to be sitting on YouTube as service is happening. They're trying to catch it later, Thursday, right. Friday, right. And they just want that piece.
Something I always tell churches, like your YouTube needs to stay evergreen. So the things you're speaking about, like in the service, like even in the sermon, needs to be relevant, not just that Sunday, but for weeks, years past, like going forward, because people might find a video that you posted like 2 years later and all of a sudden, like it gets a ton of views.
YouTube SEO. What is the point of YouTube SEO?
So we have local SEO, so the search engine optimization when people are looking for our churches, even website SEO. So SEO is basically how Google is able to pull the content of your website and of your video. So a lot of the times we post the titles of our YouTube videos as our fun and fluffy sermon series, like Better Together or something like weird. Guess what? Nobody's Googling that.
Yeah.
So SEO is making sure that you are setting up your videos for people to be found when they are searching. YouTube is the second largest search engine behind Google. And so it's making sure that your title is answering a felt need question directly. It's making sure that your description has keywords. There's about 5,000 characters, I believe, that you can put in your description. That is all part of SEO. It allows us to really fill up that description with keywords so people can continually find it.
One of the examples I always give is like, if your pastor's preaching about like anxiety, easy thing, make the title like, how do I deal with anxiety? Something people are going to search. Easy. Just things that maybe you're in a relationship series. You know, how can I fix my marriage? Things that like people are Googling and searching, which there are resources that you can go to see like what is being searched either like in your area or just on Google in general. Use those, use those titles as long as it's actually relevant to your sermon. But use those things because those are the things people are searching and the felt needs that people want to know the answers to.
When it comes to SEO and the foundation of it, I'd be more concerned with us making sure that our titles are optimized for searchability and then really creating a good description. Part of that is summarizing your pastor's message and putting it in the description. Like AI is a great tool to really help you through that. That's where I would start, is making sure the title and the descriptions are really thought through.
I love that. Like throw your pastor's message into AI, like a Claude AI or a Sermon Spark, something like that, and throw your message in there and ask it. Ask, you know, AI, hey, write for me a 5,000 or 500 or whatever description of this message content or this sermon content. We have our social media strategy template, and we would highly recommend for any church to start there, like even go backwards if you need to. If you don't have a social media strategy, and YouTube is a part of social media, so if you don't have that strategy, rewind, start there and go, let's build the strategy so we know and understand what we're posting, why we're posting it, when we're posting, all of that side of stuff.
Yeah. So part of that strategy is developing who is our audience. We need to see who we really are wanting to connect with. Part of that also is content. What content are we consistently pushing out? What content are we capable of making? Another component of it is what platforms make sense for us. We want to be on all the platforms, but we don't always have time for all the platforms. And sometimes the platforms don't fit in our overarching goal. So that social media strategy really even helps you zone in on like, what accounts do I even need? Other part of that strategy is some of our goals, like what's my engagement rate goal? How many people do we want to reach? What is the goal for each individual platform? Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, they all have different audiences and different strengths and weaknesses. What are our goals for that? So developing that strategy really helps you see what your purpose is. Because a lot of us don't have goals for social media. And then sometimes our leadership gets frustrated, like, well, no one's coming in from social media. It's like, but we don't have measurable, attainable goals. So that strategy is super simple. It walks you through each element, like how much should we be posting? How much can we be posting? Who's on our team that can be doing some of that work too? So that's a great resource for you to go download at CC Plus and sit with your team, sit with your leadership, and really work through your social media strategy so it starts to have some purpose. And if you need help in walking through that, on churchcommunications.com, schedule a discovery call. Like I would, by myself, Tika, Kim, we would love to get on a call with you and just talk about your social media and develop that strategy with you.
Love that. Yeah. You guys can also download that, that social media strategy template. You can download that here, wherever you're watching. It will be attached to this podcast. You guys, it was awesome hanging out, talking YouTube.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications.
If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.